Thank you so much. How are you guys holding out? Right on. Well, we have a few more songs for you. And we are going to play a new song for you right now. As a matter of fact, it's so new, it's not even written yet. That's right. We are going to write a song right in front of your naked eyes. Because people always ask me, you know, how do you write a song? And I don't know, I think anybody can write a song. And I'll prove it to you. Who wants to come up here and help us write a song? Come on, where's the Coen sisters? Come on, where are you guys? I know you're hiding out. Okay, no, that's okay. Okay, where are they? Come on out here, ladies. All right. Hi, young lady. What's your name?
My name's Kristen.
All right, Kristen, and what's your name?
Nicole.
Nicole, you guys look like sisters. Actually, I know these guys. These are the crazy redheads that are now the glorious redheads. Really wonderful. Now, I know you guys know the music and you kind of know what we're doing here right now, right? So we are going to build a song, but what we need first is just like a drum groove. Everybody's got some rhythm in them, and I know you guys do because you're Greek. Whoa. So let me hear you sing a drum beat. She got away without having to sing it. It's kind of a cool groove, though. I like that. All right, very nice, very nice. Okay, so we got a drum part. See how easy? And you can, you know, what's your... Nicole Coen? Nicole Coen? Jay? Nicole Coen? Nicole Coen? Give me... I don't want to mess up your groove, but... Okay. All right. So now, we need a bass part. Now come on over here. Now don't get in front of my amps because I want you to be able to have children someday. Don't worry about it, you're gonna get some. You, now we have Philip here who is absolutely amazing. Philip Bino actually has such a strong degree of perfect pitch that you can knock on your head and he'll tell you what pitch it is. So you can play anything, and not only is he an excellent musician, he's pretty stylish, don't you think?
Boston,
right. Okay, so listen. All right. Bonding in Boston. Okay. Listen. Sing a funky kind of a bass line for Philip.
Funky bass line. Boom, boom.
To live out a fantasy of playing a rhythm guitar part and just show Dave, just make believe you're just strumming away. Give him like a strum to do or something. Come on, Dave. Nice. Put a little wah on, yeah. It's kind of a sexy groove. I don't know about you girls. Okay. All right, Kristen. Now I happen to know a little secret about women. I know that every woman, deep in her heart, in her wildest fantasies, wishes that they play the harp. That's right. So now you get... What?
You want a strap on.
I didn't say that, folks. Okay, so now what I want you to do is just make believe you're playing the harp. Just like air harp, something that just feels good to you. And Deborah Henson Conan will be able to play it no problem.
A chord.
It's from Boston. She's a pisser. Oh my god, she's arranging. You guys are cool. So far, it sounded good. There you have it. Okay, now comes the most important part. No, okay, this is my part now, and I have to play what you sing, so I need a melody that's totally inspired, that sounds like it comes from the heavens, from the depths of your soul that can come out and go into people and lift them up. Just make believe you're Joe Satriani. Because that's what he does. Well, I don't know if we're going to get that inspired, but give it a shot.
Embellish your Steve I after all.
Okay, I'll embellish it a bit because I am Steve I. That's a joke. All right, ladies. Very nice, thank you. All right. And thanks for the baklava. Okay, we're gonna arrange this. I'm gonna arrange this song a little bit so that we have a little, kind of a real song here. All right, so let's do this. Let me see. Start out with like an offbeat on one, da da, bam, da da, bam, da da, back. Okay, and then do that, and then right at the end, give it like a one, da da, bam, and then come in with the groove. Everybody, come in with the groove, and just let it kind of bake for a minute. And now I'll come in with the melody, the embellished melody, okay? And then listen, watch for a cue, put a hole, and then we're in G, play the same riff, raise it up a minor third to B flat, and do like more of a descending line, like I'll be soloing, okay, in B flat, and then take, watch me for the cue. At the end of the solo, I'll put a hole, and then go back into the intro groove, but stay in B flat, okay? And Jeremy, you start taking a solo. I might do some rhythm stuff with you, okay? So then watch me for the cue after that to close it, and then back to the head, all right? And then take the head on out and watch me for an end cue. I told you, it's simple. Okay, you think we can do that? All right, let's give it a shot, Jay, go for it.
Thank you.
for you.